Irony alert, Trump blimp stabbed in London. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 4, 2019. A woman was arrested in central London Tuesday evening after the blimp designed to mock President Donald Trump was stabbed with what may have been a small pair of cosmetic scissors. The effigy of President Trump, who has repeatedly warned of rising crime levels in London and in particular stabbings, was deflated Tuesday after it had been flown at an anti-American protest in central London. British tabloid newspaper The Daily Mail reports the attack, possibly launched with a small pair of nail scissors which were later recovered by police, was allegedly carried out by a pro-Trump individual who shouted that the caricature of the president was a disgrace. The paper claimed the woman arrested was known by her online name of Base Tammy and is a follower of British street organizer, citizen journalist, and former English Defence League leader Tommy Robinson. Police confirmed the arrest of the woman for possession of a pointed article Tuesday. The incident takes on an acute irony after the war of words between the real-life President Trump and London's Mayor Sadiq Khan over London's surge of knife crime. While the local politician has made much political hay out of grandstanding against the leader of the free world, President Trump himself has frequently pointed to Khan's poor record on crime in London, and suggested that rather than trying to build his profile by virtue signaling, he could work to tackle the knife crime wave impacting the daily lives of Londoners. Breitbart London reported Monday on President Trump's written remarks on Khan, tweeted as Air Force One prepared to touch down in London, responding to Mayor Khan's insistence that allowing President Trump to visit the United Kingdom was un-British. He wrote, "Khan is a stone-cold loser who should focus on crime in London, not me." A report on Khan's first 3 years in office released last week included statistics that knife crime has risen by 52%, robbery by 59%, and gun crime by 30%. Homicide has risen by 24% and is now at the highest level in over a decade in the city.